On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Does anyone else have their holiday decorations still up? Or is that just me?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Oh boy, what's up? Welcome to Tuesday. And if that cheesy jingle didn't remind you, it's time for Nieces Know Best. If you've never met Jess and nieces before, let's do a quick introduction to these ladies. Jessica?
I'm very close to my family. They're all in California, and I talk to my nieces, 12-year-old Abby and 10-year-old Maya, once a week about different things that are going on in my life. And the reason why I think it's really awesome just to talk to kids, just because I really feel like they're the most honest people on the planet. And I still have my holiday decorations up, and I just wanted to see how they feel about that.
I still have my Christmas decorations up, and at this point, we're basically halfway through the month. Should I just keep them up the rest of January? Like, I feel like that feels like the festive thing to do.
No! This would actually be a perfect time to take them down.
I'm not surprised that your Christmas tree is still up. I'm not surprised.
Okay. You think it's time?
It's time!
Okay, flex or die.
I know, for real. I hear you. I get what you're saying. And I will seriously consider taking down my Christmas decorations this weekend.
Hooray!
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
It just... If not now, when? I just, for y'all that are waiting, I'm just like, what? We talked about this yesterday on the show too. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, what's the big moment? The holidays have been over. And don't even be hitting me with like, oh, it's the Christmas last 13 days, whatever. It's over. It's done.
I think just because it still looks like the holidays outside and there's a lot of homes that still have their lights on. That, like, the energy and vibe is still there. And also, like, what else do we have going on? Nothing. So, I mean, might as well leave him up.
It seems like you're holding on. Like, holding on to something that's, like past, you know? I'm wondering, though, we should almost do a competition to figure out who the last person in Maryland to take down the decorations. If you were, like, maybe we can go back to last year as an example. Like, are you somebody that takes down your holiday decorations super late? And, like, how late do you actually go? Do you think... I mean, I could believe people taking them down in February.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Like, pushing March?
March?
Yeah.
Like, March? Does anybody take their decorations down in March?
I will say, like, living on the East Coast versus being in California where I'm from, because it actually feels like winter here, it feels right to me that they're up, if that makes sense.
So you think you'll take them down this weekend or no? I guess the question is, what are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything. Like, that's the thing. There isn't, like, something I'm specifically holding on to or a reason. Like, it's almost like a feeling. Like, when I wake up and I see my Christmas tree, it doesn't feel wrong.
Until the vibe is right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.